Friday.
Welcome back to it. It's the weekend. And a good one. Not too far from Labor Day weekend, but Labor Day could be one of the hottest weeks of the year. You know, that's not unusual. Yeah, people just don't remember. I mean, I'm sorry. We were talking earlier about global warming and such and the nonsense. When I was a kid, growing up in Michigan, before we had air conditioning, so it was really kind of a critical thing. You know, when I was 8, 10 years old, you'd spend the night at a buddy's house. He'd come over for the weekend or in the summer or whatnot. You know, you'd crash out. You'd wake up. The sheets are stuck to you because it's so hot and humid and buggy. And, I mean, I can tell you numerous times, examples. My mother was always upset about 95 degrees, 95 humidity, just hated it. Sticky all the time. And it doesn't seem to be nearly as humid now as it was back then. And yet they keep telling us, you know, all these horrible stories about, oh, global warming, whatever. It seems a lot cooler to me. In fact, this summer and the last two have been fabulous. They've been cool and wonderful. The lawns, here's one measure. You think about this. I remember running around as a kid and my bare feet did it all the time, right? And I do not water my lawn now or ever. I can remember just about every summer, by about the 1st of August, the grass was brown and it was like running on straw. It was prickly and hard and dead because your lawn was burned out by about the 1st of August every year. You remember that, don't you? You do. See? You don't see that now. Drive around and look. I don't water my lawn. My lawn is lush and green and wonderful. And it's not because the temperatures are getting hotter and we're getting no rain. No, it's very temperate. In fact, you talk to farmers over the last 2 or 3 years here across Michigan, across, you know, vast portions of the Midwest. It's almost been too cool to grow crops, but when it's been gotten warm enough, they've had some of the best years on record, 2013 and 14, some of the best years on record for soybeans and corn and wheat. Is that because of global warming and the whole place is going to hell in a handbasket? I'm pretty sure that's not it. I mean, you think about when you grew up. I'm just telling you. Anyhow, having said all that, though, it looks like we're going to have a hot period. And maybe one of the hottest periods for Labor Day since the 1950s. But not an all-time record-setting heat wave, but a heat wave. What was the last time we had a big, stifling heat wave in America? How long has it been? And I mean a heat wave where you have, you know, at least 3 solid days of 95+. We used to have those regularly. Walter Cronkite used to talk about it. If anything, America's getting cooler. Oh, they're having a drought in California, Steve. You're an idiot. You know what? They've had droughts in California before, and this one's on par for the one they had 200 years ago. Check the records. Do some reading. There's this crazy thing that we call history books that actually keep accurate records. And Americans are better at keeping accurate records than most. And we've kept very accurate records in most parts of this country since we began getting there because people look and keep records. Why? And why are they meticulous? Because they can grow crops that way. It's about survival. It's about, you know, living. It's about making it. So coming up over this 4th of July, or excuse me, this Labor Day weekend, beginning Thursday, September the 3rd, they could be the hottest temperatures on that date since 1953. The heat won't be a flash in the pan. Most indications right now are that the temperatures around 90 degrees or better will stretch from next Thursday, the 3rd, through Sunday the 7th. It's going to be a hot one, boys and girls. Might want to find a lake house for the duration. This is coming, by the way, from Thor Gross at the M Live Weather Center. And here's the record heat that they'll have to beat. So here's why I say you're not going to break all-time records. And let me give you an indication. How hot has it been in Michigan in September? Listen to this. The all-time record temperature for September 3rd in Detroit is 100 degrees on the nose. Hello. Was there global warming in 1953? Ann Arbor's record high for September 3rd was set in 1898 at 98 degrees. Was 1898, a global warming year. Marquette, 98 degrees. Marquette, my friends, set in 1933. Lansing, 97 in 1973. Jackson, 97 in 1913. Saginaw and Bay City, 93 in 2011. Kalamazoo, 92 in 2012. But look at these dates, 1953, 1898, 1933, 1973, 1913. Come on. And I'm supposed to believe that the sky is falling. I am supposed to believe that a bunch of people that are going to tell me that America is the problem, like they've been telling us since 1970 when they're predicting it, that we're all going to be in a block of ice by now, and only 50% of the sun would be getting through by 1985 from 1970. You know, by the time I was 20 years old, the planet was supposed to have been destroyed by pollution because, you know, Americans use far too much. Only 5% of the world's population use 25% of the world's oil. And so what? We found it. We perfected it. We certainly ought to be able to use it, don't you think? It's, well, it's ours. Whether we bring it from our own ground or we buy it from somebody else, that would make it ours, wouldn't it? And if it's ours, can we not do what we please? After all, we're Americans. We have improved the lives of people around the world for 200 years. Better communication, better transportation, better medication. And sometimes we need that, I'll give you that. The fact of the matter is, we are America. We're the greatest nation in the history of nations, and we've done some amazing things. Let's go back to some other bad predictions from 1970. Starvation, mass starvation within a decade. Some predicted that it would begin by 1975. At least 200 to 250 million people would be dying every year from starvation. Is it happening? Of course not. You know what they said? We couldn't produce enough food to keep up. Was it true? No, it was totally inaccurate. In fact, today, if you compare the production in 2015 for corn, wheat, beans, pick your product, I don't care, to 1980, we'll use corn as an example. A good friend of mine is a corn and bean, and he's an ag farmer, not a cattle farmer, right? Crop farmer. He says in 2015, in the worst year possible, if you had a drought and your temperatures were just, you know, too high, he would have better production today in 2015 with a drought by twice. He would double the amount of bushels per acre than he would have produced in ideal conditions in 1980. So not only are we feeding the world, God bless John Deere and Monsanto and GMOs, not only are we feeding the world, we're feeding the world using less acreage, less energy, less chemicals, and less manpower. Let's hear it for America. God bless us because we did it again. And yet, despite all of these facts, which are easily available pretty much anywhere you read, look, hear, it's available anywhere. Talk to any farmer. They'll tell you. You know, the folks who make the DeKalb seed or Pioneer seed, they'll tell you. They produce more per acre than we ever have in the history of mankind. And yet the liberals will have none of it. Oh, it's global warming. We're destroying the planet. And the EPA must protect us from the dirty water. What dirty water? Do we have dirty water? Yeah, some places. A lot of it out west, I hear, from the EPA dumping sludge, a poisonous sludge, into the Animas River. Thank you, Environmental Protection Agency. But here in the rest of the world, in the real world, where people actually go to work and think for themselves, no, I have never worried about taking a breath of air when I walk out the door in Michigan. I don't worry about eating the fish out of the Great Lakes, even though you used to tell us, oh, that's poison, it'll destroy you. Well, maybe that would explain my problems then, because of all the fish and game I ate from Michigan growing up. Maybe that's my deficiency. Or the fish that I ate from the Great Lakes and Lake Walloon and Lake Charlevoix just in the last month alone. Maybe that's my issue. Maybe that's what's making me short circuit a little bit, because I'm eating all the poisonous fish from the poisonous lakes in Michigan, and we're all going to die, and we have to save the children. Please. I'm about sick of all the ninnies. And why do all the ninnies get camera time? At some point, aren't you sick and tired of these people? Oh, the world's coming to an end. You must react. Is what's in your refrigerator going to kill you? Make sure to tune in at 11. Now, wait a second. If what's in my refrigerator is going to kill me, Maybe you should stop the show right now. I might not make it till the 11 o'clock news. I'm just saying. I'm going to go take my medicine now. It's been a good weekend. You go ahead and enjoy yours. You can find out more at SteveGruber.com. God bless America and God bless you for listening.